the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Ash Wednesday originates from the medieval practice of the penitent coming to the church on this day, dressed in sackcloth, bare feet, and throwing ashes over their heads when they had finished their prayer. Such dramatic symbolism is greatly toned down in today's church. All that remains of that custom is a simple cloth of ashes on the forehead. Or more often among Protestants, simply the words Ash Wednesday artistically represented on a bulletin cover. Perhaps this loss of symbolism is a result of 20th century culture rather than theological confusion. But particularly in a society which is obsessed with cleanliness of the body in order to hide the filth of human nature. But the symbolism and its confession, particularly the confession, is more important than the symbolism itself. Such a confession continues in the church's annual observance of Lent. A confession which seeks to impress on the minds of the faithful the total shattering effects of sin on human lives and the human need, not for a Sunday afternoon superstar, but for a divine savior. Ash Wednesday is a fearful confession, a confession that the whole of mankind is comparable to a beautiful arrangement of roses in a fragile ceramic shell, and that shell has crashed to the floor, shattering into a mass of useless pieces, shattering the flowers into disarray. And through the power of sin, the human vessel of mankind that was once filled with the joy of eternal life has been shattered into the disarray of sin, sickness, pain, suffering, and death. And as a broken vase has no power to scrape those shattered pieces together, no member of the human race has the power to escape from the suffering and pain of sin or from death and the fear that death produces. The symbolism of Ash Wednesday is also a confession of joy, a confession in which we dare to shout, "Hallelujah!" even in love. For with a heart full of love through the work of the cross, God Himself freely chose to pick up the broken pieces of mankind. God can fully experience what it was to be a human vessel, His perfect vessel. His sinless body was shattered in death by the sins of all men. But I'm not certain mankind would be powerless to put the broken pieces back together. Christ in triumph came back to life. He alone has the power to mend the broken vessel. And through the work of His Spirit begun in baptism, He creates in all who repent and believe new vessels, full of the joy of life and friendship with God. Yet we are still vessels which bear the shattered lines and cracked marks of sin. We often feel the night and terror of sin in our lives, and we know that its shattering effects are the penalty for the days of our sin. And often, when dark memories of our sinful lives tear us to pieces, and we realize that we are caught as slaves to this world, and that only a few scant moments are left of life before we lie dead in our silent tomb. And as we view our lives, shattered like broken vases at our feet, we see only the curse of suffering and death God pronounces on us in judgment. And we realize this judgment is just and that we have no hope. The mysterious day, joyous day, the first rays of morning dawn, with the darkness of sin long winter night. Into His holy world, the light of God's promise to this streams into our lives. And the clouds of doom and evil are swept away in one single moment at the cross of of our Lord's death. At the cross, through the boundless sorrows of his perfect life, the Son of God suffered the power of sin. And as we lie broken and crushed at our Savior's feet, beneath those wooden beams, we fall faint beside his crucifix. And the arms of our Lord stretched upon the cross embrace us in his love. And by the real presence of his most sacred body and his most precious blood, our sins are forgiven. Our shattered vessels are whole. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.